Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, Jake. I gave my four conference chance. We do got to go quicker. Like, I could do a four-hour podcast on this alone. People have no idea how much I love college football and how much I'd love to fix it. Commissioner in waiting. Take that, Josh Pate. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, well, I'm going to play the result. Iowa State is now my Big 12 favorite.
What?
I think they would have been anyway. I actually predicted Iowa State to win that game against Kansas State. And I think Arizona State's going to struggle a little bit more than we perceive without Scadaboo there. So I do have Iowa State winning over Arizona State in the Big 12. In the ACC, I think we get a rematch of the championship game there as well. Clemson over SMU. I'm not buying into Miami. I don't trust Coach Cristobal there. SEC have got Georgia getting back to the top over Alabama. I think Alabama has a really good year in year two. Big Ten, I have Ohio State over Penn State. I don't believe Penn State gets over that hump. I don't see it. So I think Ohio State's going to get the win.
James Franklin, hater.
Hater or just looking at what history tells us. Yeah.
Hey, the best indicator of future events is what you've done in the past.
That's right.
But if that were the case, Osborne would have never won a national title after 22 years. So what say you about that, Jake?
Well, James Franklin, remember, did win in 2016 with Saquon Barkley. But
the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
They beat Ohio State that year on a blocked field goal, and then they had a 14-point comeback versus Wisconsin, the Big Ten championship game to win. I remember that. And then a phenomenal game, Saquon, USC, Rose Bowl. That was the year USC had three losses, finished number three in the country, beat Penn State in the Rose Bowl. Mm. Do you remember all that?
Not off the top.
You can fact check me if you want.
Trace McSorley. I do remember Trace McSorley. Yes. He was exciting.
Again, I love college football. All right. So here are my top 12. Do you have your top 12 ready?
I got 11.
Dude, I talk for a long time. How much longer am I supposed to talk?
Well, you alerted me during the break that there is indeed a group of five team that I need to include.
You didn't know that?
Now I'm scrambling. Well, I kind of forgot that
Jake.
Well, the college football playoff model is changing every year.
Oh, that's true.
Can't keep up with what's going on this year. It's a 12-team, top five champions get in.
All right. So here's how I have it. I have the seedings as number one Penn State, number two Gagne U, your Big Ten SEC championship winners. I have number three at Clemson. Like, I have Clemson making a run. I've seen where some people have them preseason number one offense in the country, number one or top five, I should say, defensive line in the country. Now, the question with them is their depth. If you just look at their starters, they're there. They're one of the top five teams in the country. The question is depth. Now, they don't have to play a Big Ten or SEC schedule, although they do start out with some non-con. They play South Carolina. Who's the other team they play early on? It's actually like pretty, it's a good SEC team. LSU, is it LSU?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, that's a good non-con. And then you roll into the ACC. I can respect that, but it's going to test their depth a little bit. Number three, Clemson. Number four, Alabama. Number five, Oregon. So 4-5 of your Big Ten SEC championship game losers. And at number six, I have Notre Dame. Join a conference. Why don't you? All right. Number seven is Ohio State. Number eight, Georgia. Number nine, LSU. I told you I had them in. I think this is the best LSU team they've had in 5 years. Problem is, they haven't played defense in about 5 years. But if they can match a defense with Garrett Nussmeier and what they've done offensively the past couple of years, they'll be pretty good. I'm going to skip number 11. Let's be real. That's the spot everyone's waiting to hear. Number 12 for the G5 spot, I have Tulane. I just don't think Boise's going to be the same. Tulane was knocking on the door last year. A lot of people thought they were the best G5 team, and then they had a couple of rough late losses. I think this year, they got a lot of guys back. They're going to get that G5 moment. Number 11. Who do you think I have at number 11? Or are you doing your own thing over there?
Yeah, I'm doing my own thing.
All right, Jake's doing his own thing. I'm pausing for effect because people want to know if it's Nebraska. We are in Lincoln. They do care about Nebraska, the Huskers here in Lincoln. At number 11, because right now we've got four SEC teams, according to my prediction here, three Big Ten, Notre Dame, no man's land, one G5, one Big 12, one ACC. So that's 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 teams. Does the ACC get a second team in? I'm going to tell you right now, the Big 12 does not get a second team in. Not in my opinion. Just like last year. Does the SEC get a fifth team in? Does the Big 10 get a fourth team in? Does the ACC get a second team in? So South Carolina from the SEC is in this conversation. Lenoris Sellers may be the best quarterback in America. So they're the team I was debating from the SEC. They're, with all due respect, I don't have anybody from the Big 12 in this conversation. You got to win the title. You're probably not getting in. Kind of like a G5 school, in my humble opinion. Out of the ACC, I'm looking at Miami. I got them ahead of Florida State. Out of the Big 10, USC is a team to watch out for this year. I'm going to tell you right now, I got us beating them. I've flipped from my original preseason prediction where I had USC beating us. I have us beating USC. They play three top 15 opponents right before they come in here. We got the alternate uniform game. Everyone's extra hyped for that, especially the older generation. It's going to be a blackout. It's going to be at night. Nebraska fans, we don't have a brutal schedule leading up to that. It's like, with all due respect, Northwestern and Maryland right before that. They play Notre Dame, like either the week or 2 weeks before us. I think we beat USC. So that would knock USC out of this conversation. So the three schools I was debating between are Miami, South Carolina, Nebraska. If it's South Carolina and you're the fifth best team in the SEC, you're talking about a three-loss team. After what happened last year and all those three-loss SEC teams whining about not getting in, and then South Carolina loses to Illinois, Michigan, mollywops Alabama, I don't think a three-loss SEC team is getting in this year. So it's Miami or Nebraska. Now, do I have Nebraska going 10-2? That's not what I've discussed. If they're at 9-3, it's not a convo. So, I have Miami getting in because I have predicted Nebraska to go 9-3. Thoughts?
How dare you? Especially to put it between Nebraska and Miami.
Well, that was unintentional.
Well,
trust me.
That's the part that hurts.
Terrell's laughing. I don't know if he's laughing at us or what, but
that's the part that hurts.
That was unintentional.
If it comes down to Miami, Nebraska, you got to go to Nebraska. But
oh,
I mean, I can't.
I didn't even realize that. Crap. Dang it. Sorry, go ahead.
But to be fair, I mean, you would be going out on a limb. Even to have Nebraska considered, obviously, is not the standard prediction. We've seen some of those predictions. But so I kind of like your list. Again, mine mirrors a lot of what you kind of had. I'd go Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, Penn State, Texas, Notre Dame, Iowa State, Oregon, SMU. I do like the South Carolina pick, and I'll go with Boise State.
Okay. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Since I have, so you don't have Nebraska either.
No.
What record do you have them predicted to be this year? See, if you have them 10-2, you're bad news, Bach. I have it 9-3, so I can get out of it.
I think I've settled in at eight wins.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that.
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely not getting in with eight wins. So
no.
I have Miami getting in because they're going 10-2. Now, the question that we should discuss, maybe we'll do this tomorrow. Let's do this tomorrow. If Nebraska goes 10-2, would we put them in? Because then I would have them right next to, it'd be a 10-2 Nebraska versus 10-2 Miami, a Big Ten team versus an ACC team.
Maybe we should schedule Big Ten team, though. That'd be interesting.
Ooh. Let's dive into that tomorrow. I want to get through the full prediction today. Because if they're 10-2, I may view this differently. Let's dive into it tomorrow if Nebraska goes 10-2. I just have them at 9-3. All right. So first round matchups. Penn State, Texas, Clemson, Bama get the bye. Three of those teams won a conference championship. The other gets the benefit of the doubt due to their recent head coach. All right. First round matchups. Oregon hosts Tulane. Notre Dame hosts Miami, which is a rematch of a week one game, I should say, this weekend. Ohio State and Texas Tech. Did I forget to say Texas Tech? They were the 9 seed. I may have skipped them. It tells you probably if I think they're going to win their first round game or not. Notre Dame hosts Texas Tech. Ohio State, Georgia. Can you imagine Notre Dame hosting Miami? Is Catholics versus convicts, is that okay to say on air?
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. I just said it. Okay. And the thing about Ohio State, who'd I have? Ohio State. LSU. That's a matchup. That's a matchup right there. There's some matchups here. All right. So in the second round, I have Oregon over Tulane. In the first round, I have Notre Dame over Miami. No upsets so far. You know what? I'm going to take LSU over Ohio State. I'm sorry. I just am. So that's an upset in the shoe. And Georgia over Texas Tech. So I'll tell you my second round matchups next. What are your first round matchups? Who you got winning?
So I got Boise at Penn State. I'll go with Penn State. I got Texas at South Carolina. Little SEC matchup. I'll go with Texas there. I've got Notre Dame at SMU, Notre Dame there. And then Oregon and Iowa State would be my 8-9 seed. And I like what Coach Campbell's doing over there. I'm picking Iowa State.
All right. So my second round matchups, as I write them down here. Oh, who am I missing? Oh, there it is. Quack, quack. It's the Ducks. All right. Second round matchups. And these would be at neutral sites. Boo. I want them on college campuses. I don't mind if the Final Four is like the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. But right now, if you're a top 4 seed, you don't get a home game. You get a bye, which right now I don't think helps you because you get 25 days off. I would love to be the number 5 team right now. Notre Dame gets to have their cake and eat it too. Their bye week is conference championship weekend. So they know they're probably, well, they don't have to be. The odds are they're going to be playing a first round game, probably at home, but they got their bye, a normal bye. They get it, their first round playoff game at home if they're in the playoff. Man, they get to have their cake and eat it too. But it's Penn State versus LSU. Texas versus Georgia. Now, if Texas and Georgia play in the SEC championship game because they play in the regular season, that would be the third time this year. That's going to happen at some point. We now live in a world where you can beat a team twice. You can beat them in the regular season on their home field, in theory, beat them for a conference championship game, and then you can lose to them, just happen to lose the third game, and they're going to go on and possibly play for a national title, and you won't. That's the world we live in now. Clemson hosts Notre Dame. That'll be fun. Well, they wouldn't host them. Neutral site. Bama versus Oregon. Those are some exciting matchups. I mean, I love those matchups. Let's do them on college campuses. The first 4 seeds should have a bye and a home game. And then the final 4 games, the final 4 teams, last 2 games, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. I'm cool with that. Or national championship in the Rose Bowl, which has been proposed by Herbstreit about a million times. I'm going to go with Penn State over LSU. I'm going to go with Gagmeu over the Dogs, over Georgia. I'm taking Clemson over Notre Dame. I'm going straight chalk here right now. Ooh, I'm going Oregon over Bama. Big Ten over SEC. So my final 4 teams are Penn State, Texas, Clemson, and Oregon. Who you got, Jake?
I would have Penn State matching up with Alabama, and I'd pick the Crimson Tide there. I'd have Texas taking on Clemson, and I would pick Clemson to get that win. Notre Dame in Georgia, I've got the Bulldogs, and then Ohio State and Iowa State. Buckeyes get the win. So my final 4 would be Clemson versus Georgia and Ohio State versus Alabama.
Close. I said as far as what we're predicting here.
Yeah.
So I would have, man, Penn State, Oregon for a third time. Again, another scenario where teams play three times in a season. So just so you know, I actually, before I did this, Penn State and Oregon play in the regular season. I have Penn State losing to Oregon in the regular season, beating them in the Big Ten championship game. So this would, quote unquote, be the rubber match. I'm going to take Penn State. I'm rolling this year. This is 94 Nebraska Tom Osborne, 2025 Penn State James Franklin. Now, that doesn't tell you who's winning the championship, but as far as getting to the national championship, which Penn State has not played in, I believe, since 82. Take that, 94. All right. Beat Oregon by more. This was a different Oregon team. The yellow and green of puke variety with the angry Daffy Duck out the side of the helmet. It was a different era. You got to beat them by more than what they beat them that day. I do remember the first play from scrimmage, Kajana Carter took it to the house. And I was like, oh, this could be ugly. And then it wasn't. And then I was like, Nebraska's better because they just beat Miami in Miami. All right, Texas and Clemson. I'm not going to lie to you. I have literally picked Texas and I've literally picked Clemson in my head multiple times. I'm going to go with Gag Me You.
You know, big Arch Manning believer, huh?
I did this once where I had Clemson going all the way through winning the national title. Like, to me, those are the top three teams in my mind. Now, Bama, if they play like they can, again, their talent composite ranking, just like last year, is number one in the country, but they're not as inexperienced, and Caleb DeBoer is more in charge of that team than he was a year ago. Bama's the one team that scares me in all of this. Could throw a wrench in all of this. To me, the top four best teams are Penn State, Texas, Clemson, Bama. So I could see Bama winning it all. I could see Penn State. I could see a lot of these teams going on a run. There's like 9 to 10 teams this year that could win a national title. 8 solid teams, which is good for college football. I'm going to go with Penn State and Texas playing for the national title. We got to go to break. When we come back, tell us who you got in the national championship, and then we'll predict the national championship winners. You can go to Vegas. You can make a whole lot of money betting against our picks because that's how it usually works. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.